Welcome to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm an atheist in the Bible Belt. On this podcast, we talk about religion and how it affects us as non-believers in America. I often use a humorous approach because, let's face it, religion is heavy, and we need to be able to laugh about it sometimes. And now your host, me. What's up, non-believers, doubters, and skeptics? Welcome back to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. Coming at you with a short and sweet, well, short and probably not so sweet episode today. I got some unexpected news yesterday. I was fired from my job. Not for poor performance or anything like that. They just decided to let go of the remaining W-2 employees that they had, because the business is going a different direction or something. And I'm shocked. I'm still in shock. It's been about 30 hours, I guess, now. But things have been a little weird over the past few months there. I probably should have seen more signs, I guess, because my boss was a bit inconsistent with communication with us and indecisive on strategies. He left the remaining team that we had kind of hanging sometimes, and we were trying to figure out what's next, what's going on. In my day job, I'm a content manager. My primary responsibility in that job was podcast editing and some video editing, blog post updating, things like that, helping to create courses and edit those and all this stuff. But now that's just pulled out from under me, and it's strange. To be honest, I'm still reeling a little bit. So it was just me and one other coworker who was left on staff. It was never a big team, like from the beginning. We got up to about maybe 10 or 12 employees there for a while, and then like a big part of the business went away, and so several of those people were let go. But I thought my job was, you know, the one safe one, because I'm the one who edits all the content. I'm the one who edits the podcast, their weekly content that they put out. And then it's like, oh, never mind, we're letting you go. And so it was down to me and one other employee on staff. So we had a small but mighty team. I thought, okay, you know, we're just going to press forward with this team. But they let me go and they let her go yesterday. And she messaged me after the fact and said that she has faith that things are going to work out. She knows that I'm an atheist, and she said, I know that you don't have faith, and you probably think I'm stupid for saying that, and that's not true. I don't think she's stupid for saying that. Contrary to popular belief, I don't care if people have faith or not. That's fine. I don't think she's stupid. I also have faith that things are going to work out, but it's not faith in any deity or anything. I have faith in myself. I have faith that I'll do what I need to do to make things okay for myself. I have faith that the hard work that I've done over the past however many years of my life will, you know, help to produce another opportunity for me. And so I have faith in myself. I believe in me. I don't need a savior. But I'll figure it out. Things are going to be fine. I really do believe that. And maybe this will give me more time to do the most important work I've ever done. I feel like what I do at Jesus Unfollower is the most important work I've ever done. And that might sound silly to some people, because they might think I only do dumb TikToks or silly memes. They might think that my goal in life is to bash Christians. But in reality, my goal is to provide some comedic relief through TikTok, through memes, and also provide community for non-believers, ex-Christians, because religion is some heavy shit. If you follow me on social media, you might have seen where I've been posting about the ex-Christian community that I'm building, exchristiancommunity.com. And I've had not much pushback, but I had somebody slide in my DMs yesterday and say that they're disappointed in me for charging for this. And I think that a lot of people don't really understand content creation and the work that goes into it and stuff sometimes, because I put out this podcast for free. Put out my newsletter for free. I post everything on Instagram for free. I post everything on TikTok for free. That's all free. It's all a way for people to, you know, find some humor, to find a little bit of relatability in things. And I don't charge anything for that. And I've started xchristiancommunity.com as a place for people who want more community, a private community where there's not trolls and where their family, you know, can't see what they're doing, and a place where they can, you know, feel free to talk about what they're going through in their life in regards to religion and things. And honestly, it's been pretty awesome so far. It's starting to take off. People are having conversations in there, and I'm looking for some more people to join. I'm looking for some more founding members. If you join, if you become a founding member, you can get in for $5 a month, and you get access to the private forums. And we're going to start, once I hit 25 members, which I'm getting close now, once 25 people are in, we're going to start doing monthly calls, hangouts, probably start a book club and things. And so I'm really excited about that. I think that this community could grow into something cool, something awesome, a place where people can connect, a place where I don't have to be the center of every conversation, a place, you know, on social media and stuff. It's like somebody can DM me and I can talk to them, and that's cool. And I love doing that, but it's hard for me to get to all DMs. And then, or if I make a post and people are going, talking in the comments, that's cool, but that can also kind of get lost over time. But if there's an actual private community where people can feel safe to post whatever they want, and people can have conversations with each other, and I don't have to be involved in every conversation, that's cool. And I'm really starting to feel like I said, I don't feel like I have a purpose or anything like that, but this feels like important work to me. And I think it's going to grow into something great, and probably pretty quickly, where people can, you know, feel safe to express their views on things, or the troubles that they're going through with their family, or the stupid shit they see on their Facebook feed, or, you know, the things that they experience at work or at school or whatever. Like, this is a place where you can feel free to talk about that stuff. Anyways, I'm not like, this isn't a hard sell. I'm not trying to pitch real hard. I'm not like, hey, I lost my job, so I need money. It's not a cash grab. It's something that I'm passionate about. And I hope you consider joining, becoming a founding member. You also get a cool little devil emoji next to your name, and it says founding member. I mean, that's pretty cool, right? So consider joining. If you don't want to, that's totally fine too. Just if you don't want to join, maybe leave me a 5-star podcast review. That helps. Or share one of my Instagram posts to your story. That's cool too. And I don't really have a lot more energy to pour into this episode today, because I'm still trying to process what happened yesterday, getting fired. And if you are a longtime listener of this podcast, you'll remember that when I first started in 2020, that I started right after I got fired from my last job. So that's interesting. I never got fired in my entire life in any job until 2020, and I got let go there. And now I got let go from a second job. So cool. I wonder which one I'll get fired from next. Can't wait. Anyway, thanks for listening to this short episode, a mini-sode, if you will. And remember, you don't need a God to be good. Peace out. To sign up for a private community for ex-Christians, or to join the Comments from Christians newsletter, head over to JesusUnfollower.com.